Coming up in just a few seconds, a conversation with Daniel Pettit, who along with his wife created a nonprofit called Trailhead, which is in the business of building churches that become community centers in emerging nations. We sat down with Daniel for that reason and several more that you'll hear about in the segment. Stay with us. Some folks doing some good around the globe. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR, human resource management for everything from compliance to onboarding, so that you can do what makes sense. Run your business. Learn more at Arion, that's Arion.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through. When Jennifer Gacy calls me, Jennifer Gacy is a longtime Iowa Junior Chamber of Commerce individual. She's been involved in Urbandale and across the United States and internationally. When Jennifer calls me and says, hey, I got a hot tip for you about somebody that's doing some good stuff, why don't you talk to him? I go, yes, Jennifer. That's quite all right. Daniel Pettit is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel Pettit is, he is Trailhead, and we're going to talk about that, an event coming up on Saturday, a whole bunch of things. Daniel, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So talk to me, first of all, about Daniel Pettit. Who are you? What are you doing? What's going on?
Sure. So my wife and I started Trailhead International Builders in 2015. And Trailhead is a organization that builds first-time churches around the world in developing countries. We've done 24 projects.
Wow.
In our 3 short years. And we have 6, actually, that we're currently working on as we speak. Anywhere from Cuba to Guatemala to Asia, Africa, all over the place. In fact, I'm going to Cuba here in
very
a couple
nice.
Months. So
very nice.
The interesting thing about the church is it ends up being more than just a church.
Sure.
Community centers, sports centers, feeding centers. It kind of becomes a meeting place for these communities that we build them in.
Now, when you're building these structures or these churches or these meeting halls and everything that those community centers become,
Sure. What
sustains them after the build?
Sure. So what we do is we look to partner up with strong missionaries in those communities, and it's a pretty rigorous process. We get a lot of applicants that apply that want to take their church to the next level. So it's a stringent underwriting process or review process at that point in time that we decide who to partner up with. And when we feel comfortable with someone at that point in time with their plan, business plan really is what it is.
Right.
At that point in time, that's when we pull the trigger to work with them.
And you're talking about individuals who are living in these communities in these developing countries.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
And so they're there on the ground. They have now a center.
Right.
And they can go ahead and forward their cause for everything that's going on.
That's right. Most of the time when we initially meet with these people, they might be meeting under trees and people's homes.
Right.
Even the most desolate situations. In the middle of the desert, we've had groups meet in shipping containers. And when they get that actual physical building, it's amazing to see how their congregations and things really take off from that point on.
What's been the most challenging of those adventures for you?
Sure. Well, you're dealing in a lot of different countries.
With a lot of different rules and regulations.
With a lot of different rules and regulations. Sometimes you can own property, sometimes you can't. And your control mechanism when you're having that money leave the U.S., you got to be very careful who you partner with at that point in time. So I'd say the most difficult thing is, you're taking a very hands-off approach, putting a lot of faith and trust into people that they execute the plan, that they laid out in front of you.
And are you on site during the building?
It depends. So we send groups to different places. Like I said, I'm headed to Cuba. And Cuba is a little bit interesting, and that's more of a sports ministry. But for the most part, it's working with individuals or other churches might take mission trips down there as well to assist with the building. So we're not overseeing it necessarily 100%, but oftentimes finished product.
Oh, when we talk about denominational...
Sure.
Trying to think of what the word is. Denominational linkage.
Sure.
What would that be?
It's non-denominational,
right.
So we're open to all Christian groups
right.
Out there. And we work with all different types of churches.
Okay. His name is Daniel Pettit, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about a project he and his bride put together in 2015 called Trailhead, which has been successful in building buildings that double as churches and feeding centers and community development projects all over the globe. So headed to Cuba, but that's when? When are you going?
The 1st of November.
First of November. Yeah. So you've got some other things going on, too.
We do.
And how do you, first of all, before we get into the concert on Saturday and those things, how do you fund all this?
Sure. My wife and I pay 100% of the administrative costs out of our own personal pockets, which makes us a unique charity. We own a number of businesses, actually throughout the United States, my wife and I do. And so we've laid, we budgeted overhead expenses for that. We have a full-time person on staff. We're actually in the process of hiring three additional people scattered throughout the United States as we've seen growth in our organization, but we'll continue to support that part. The donation part goes directly to the cause, and that directly to the cause would be the projects.
Right.
And again, you know, we wanted it to be a unique charity that way, and you hear so much about overhead or what actually goes to the source. We wanted to take that out of the equation for this particular organization.
Sure.
We also have a Trailhead Local, which supports Des Moines, and we'll be expanding probably to other locations throughout Iowa. We've reached out to some other smaller communities throughout Iowa as well, that we look to provide scholarships for kids, both in music and sports, because we believe that kids that are active, that are participating in things in school, obviously would have a better chance of graduating at that point in time. So we took that project on last year. Our first school district was the Ankeny School District, and we've been working with other school districts in the greater Moraine area to institute those programs this year as well. Ankeny was our trial one last year.
So this is not only building buildings in, in emerging nations. This is also a local opportunity where you're offering scholarships
That's right.
in the areas of music and sports.
That's correct. So we will pay for the kids for their sports equipment, music equipment. We've really seen the Des Moines area really take off for that. We've received a number of nice donations that way from various organizations and companies. And, you know, we like giving back to the community, obviously, as well. So.
His name is Daniel Pettit, ladies and gentlemen. He is with Trailhead. One of the things we haven't touched on, we will now, and then we'll come up to the event that you have on Saturday. You've been honored by the United States JCs, as well as the Iowa JCs, as one of the 10 outstanding young men of America with the U.S. JCs, but the outstanding Iowan with regard to business. Talk about that.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I'm humbled to accept that award. Obviously, the outstanding young American have had great people both in this class this year and through the past, and to be included with some of those names, a lot of former presidents, celebrities, singers, sports people.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing.
It's a pretty big deal. And like I said, when I first heard from the JCs about that, it was kind of surprising, but very thankful that they included me in that, and excited to receive the award both here in Iowa and on the national level as well.
Yeah, I'm aging myself here. When I was president of the Iowa JCs, went on to be chaplain of the United States Junior Chamber of Commerce. We used to call it the 10 Outstanding Young Men. Just TOYM, but now it's TOYA, isn't it?
Right. Yep. Ten Outstanding Young Americans.
We must be inclusive, ladies and gentlemen. So we have that has been changed. That's got to feel pretty good.
It does.
National recognition for a international project.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. It feels really good to do that, and really, it's great for the organization to get that kind of national exposure, and we appreciate the JCs doing that for us, and I think it'll be some big benefit.
It is no doubt well deserved.
Oh, well, thank you.
No doubt well deserved. All right, let's talk about the event that you have coming up on Saturday.
Correct.
Right, the last Saturday of September, as a matter of fact. What's going on?
So we're hosting our annual fundraising event. It's going to be this year at the Valley Community Center, and we decided to do something a little bit different. In the past, we've had speakers, last year obviously with the George Bush event, but we wanted to try a concert this year, and we're having the Christian band Sidewalk Prophets. The concert's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Valley Community Center in West Des Moines. And we also bring in a very interesting pastor, Mark Hoover. from Wichita, Kansas. He has a very large church there called New Spring, and he's going to do a short talk as well for us that evening. And very good speaker, and we think it should be a nice event.
Right, and this is going to be at the Valley Community Center in West Des Moines,
yes.
6 p.m. on Saturday. And we will, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, have a link on the radio blog as to where you can get tickets for this as well.
That's good
stuff. And I suspect tickets are available at the door as well?
They will be, yes. With a concert, what we're learning in the past, we've always had traditional speakers, and we were warned with the concert, you know, seats and stuff go all the way up to the last minute.
Of course they do. Good stuff. His name is Daniel Pettit. The organization that he's involved with, fascinating, it's called Trailhead, and we will have links to all of that, of course, up on the radio blog as well. Doing good things all over the world, and he is a recipient of the TOYA 10 Outstanding Young Americans from the United States Junior Chamber of Commerce and from the Iowa Junior Chamber of Commerce. One of the 10 outstanding young Iowans. Congratulations, Daniel, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me, too.
That, once again, was Daniel Pettit, winner of the Outstanding Iowan Award and part of the 10 Outstanding Young Americans Award from the United States Junior Chamber of Commerce. After the conversation, Daniel shared with me that his company is going to be building a new business complex in Waukee, Iowa, in the coming months. He's a busy guy. Stay with us. More to come on the Business News Hour.